Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode of the Candlestick Kids is brought to you by Bet Online. All eyes are back on the gridiron, and his teams are back for another football season. And as always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, Bet Online continues to be your number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use the mobile app and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, to receive your bonus. For football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I just changed it. You know what? We're doing Chris and Bob today. Obviously, this is the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast on the Fantasy Focus Network. Once again, me and Chris are going to be breaking down the TCK Listener Leagues. We have the Veteran League where Chris is in. I'm in the Rookie League because I'm an amateur, and I'm here with one of our key veterans over the last few years in the TCK Listener League, Chris Benavides. Chris, I already said hi to you already, but say hi to the people just in case they listen to this podcast and not the other one.
What's up, everyone? Yeah, doing as you mentioned, Bobby, doing a double dip today. So I always like to double dip the chip.
Yeah, I like double dipper, huh? Now, Chris, we don't have time to get into our flaws, but you know what? I don't know about you right now. All right, let's move on. All right, we're gonna dive into the TCK Listener Leagues, and we're gonna jump into the Veteran League first. Chris has got a bunch of things going on today, so let's get right into it, folks. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's on the Fantasy Focus Network on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast side, if you are not watching the YouTube video right now, we actually are showing our screen and we're actually breaking down some of the leagues, the Veteran League as we speak. The first matchup of the week, this is going to be tough to say, the alternate, Curly versus Dwat Diddy's Dwat Diddy's Twat. So, you know what, whatever. It's supposed to be a kid's show, but it's fine. Right now, the alternate currently 4-1 versus a 3-2. This is actually going to be an interesting matchup. So, Chris, these are the guys in your league. Let's talk about, we already have a 24-point performance from the alternate for Jalen Hurts. He's got Zeke Elliott. He's got Darrell Williams. A.J. Brown, we just broke down the previous episode. Chase Claypool, Dawson Knox, Tyler Lockett, Lamar Jackson. So, he's got two really great quarterbacks. The Miami Dolphins defense, and then we got Bolden, Connor, Sermon, Marvin Jones, Callaway, Dan Arnold, and the Ravens defense. Are you making any changes for the alternate?
So, actually, before we get into the changes, I will note this, Bobby. I have actually been demoted to your league.
No,
I'm in the rookie league.
Okay, my bad. I didn't know. Look at us.
All good. Yeah, it does. I always tell Sky, like, I'm just trying to win so I get back into the veteran league. So, honestly, I think these are the best lineup here. CHO, I mean, the Williams play has to be there. Obviously, we talked about AJ Brown a little bit nervous about him in general, just being on that snap count. But other than that, I mean, maybe Marvin Jones for AJ Brown, believe it or not, might be a decent swap, but seems like he's rolling with the best team.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, but I have a weird gut feeling Marvin Jones is going to do well this week because everybody's high on him last week. He disappoints against the Titans, and then this week he's got, you know, a matchup with the Dolphins who are banged up, no Xavier Howard. So I actually will say that Lockett's the one guy that I don't know what the Geno Smith situation is going to be just yet. Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, too, on the road with Geno. You know, I might get a little bold here and actually say I would start Marvin Jones over Tyler Lockett, but that's why I'm in the rookie league. Anyway, next over, we're going to jump over to Brady for Prez. Right now, he's got Rodgers, Melvin Gordon, Najee Harris, Kadarius Toney, my boy. Antonio Brown dropped a nice 19.8 points for him already. TJ Hockenson, Michael Pittman, Carson Wentz, the Packers DST. On his bench, on a bye, of course, Cordell Patterson and Kamara, Marlon Mack, Mike Williams on the bench against Baltimore, Amon St. Brown, Dalton Schultz, and the Patriots DST. Chris, what are your thoughts on this lineup? Are you changing anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find a way to get him some Mike Williams in there, but I don't know where I'd start him. Maybe, I mean.
Do you think the Kadarius Toney situation with Shepard coming back, a spot maybe where you can plug him in?
They're just playing a good team, so I think that's probably the spot that you'd want to play. You'd probably want to sit Kadarius Toney. I know he had like the game of his life, but it's rare that a guy like, you know, a rookie goes back to back like that. So
yeah, okay, yeah, I think I'm sticking with this lineup. Actually, I mean, man, Mike, listen, the Baltimore Ravens are a slot funnel defense. They get beat up in the slot. They don't get beat up out wide. So I get why you're not playing Mike Williams, but he's just too hot. He's just too good, and I think I would probably play him over Michael Pittman. I think Houston is not a good defense, but at the same time, I think Mike Williams is just red hot.
I agree.
All right, let's jump to another team right here. Got Hyde and Zeke 2020. It's 3-2 versus team UC's. I don't know. I need Sky here. He's a good pronunciator of all these things. 3-2, so a good matchup here. 2 3-2 teams. Let's talk Hyde and Zeke first. Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback going up against Seattle. Derrick Henry, Tyson Williams, Stephon Diggs, Deontay Johnson, Zach Ertz, the new Cardinals tight end, 10.9 points per game last night. Tim Patrick, Teddy Bridgewater in a super flex spot. The Dallas DST. He's got Taysom Hill, McCaffrey, of course, on the bench. Ronald Jones, Christian Kirk, AJ Green, Njoku, and the Bucks defense. So, Chris, tell me anything you would change with this lineup?
No, good team here. I think he's at a solid lineup. I'm fine with here.
I agree. On the other side, we got Justin Herbert, Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Jamar Chase, Noah Fant, Marquise Hollywood Brown, Joe Burrow in the Superflex, and then the Colts DST. We got Davis Mills, Leonard Fournette on the bench, 27 points. That hurts. AJ Dillon, Brandon Cooks, maybe a bounce back against Indy. Kenny Golladay banged up. He's out. Jared Cook and the Cleveland Browns. Any thoughts up in this lineup?
No, I mean, honestly, this team's stacked like across the board. Has a lot of good players, a lot of good positions. I can see why he sat Lenny. So, but yeah, you got to play. You got to roll with your team here. He's got a good lineup.
Yeah. No. So you're not willing to sit Brown for Cooks?
Probably not. Probably not. I like Brown.
All right. Jumping down to the two Hawks, one cup. Woo. 3-2. Got team J-Care 93, 1-4 in this. He needs a big win, so let's try to help him out. Let's go to Two Hawks, One Cup. Sam Darnold, Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs, Cooper Kupp, Terry McLaurin, the Robert Tonyan, Amari Cooper, Baker Mayfield, the Bengals DST on his bench, Derek Carr, Peyton Barber, J.D. McKissick, Damian Harris, Mark Ingram, Jacoby Myers, and Henry Ruggs. Chris, any changes?
No, I think he's rolling with a good squad. I think you mentioned a little bit about Josh Jacobs being a sit this week. So it seems like you weren't particularly high on him. Any play there for, I mean, maybe J.D. McKissick for Josh Jacobs?
Yeah. Could we talk this is half PPR, though, I believe.
Yeah.
I just – I think this is kind of one of those situations where I think the volume that Josh Jacobs is going to get that
Outweighs a half PPR scenario.
But I actually, believe it or not, if Harris is in, I'm playing Harris over Jacobs.
Fair
enough. Damian Harris against Dallas Cowboys. I think he can definitely get it done on the ground, so I would switch those two guys out. Jay Care, let's go on your side. Patrick Mahomes, Miles Sanders, 7.6 points. You know, Miles Sanders, they just don't use him. I mean, the guy looks awesome when they give him touches, but I don't understand what they're doing there. Chase Edmonds, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Evan Ingram, Latavius Murray, Lawrence in the Superflex, Chargers DST against the Ravens, Zach Wilson, Sony Michel, Debo Samuel, Jalen Reagor, Rob Gronkowski. Not a lot of options, but I guess the question, Chris, is would you switch out that defense?
The way Lamar's playing, you feel like you should, huh?
Yeah.
You feel like you should. That guy's finding every way to put points on the board. So not easy to sack either, I've been told.
Yeah, Cowboys, Dolphins, those types of defenses I'd rather play this week than those Chargers. All right, let's jump down to Team Dweez Nuts. Oh, yeah, Dweez. 0-5. Come on, Dweez. He's taking time off. This is what happens, Dweez. You got to be in it, brother. All right, so he's 0-5 going up against Team No Sue For You. I like it. 2-3. All right, Team Dweez Nuts. Kirk Cousins, Dal Henderson, Nick Chubb, Mike Evans, Justin Jefferson, Mo Alley Cox, Darnell Mooney, Geno Smith making it into the Superflex. Let's go. Cardinals DST. Then you got golf. Alex Collins with no Chris Carson. Saquon Barkley outs. Kenny Gainwell played already. Chuba Hubbard on the bench. Corey Davis and Kyle Pitts on bye. Chuba Hubbard, what are you thinking, Chris?
I'm thinking, can we find a way to get him in there? Darnell Mooney, there it is. Bam,
yeah,
done.
Yeah, boom. Today. Got it. This is why me and Chris are flying, baby. We're agreeing on everything. Let's do it. All right, let's go. No suit for you. All right, 2-3. Got Taylor Heineke, Kareem Hunt, Aaron Jones, Adam Thielen, Cole Beasley, Travis Kelce, Khalil Herbert, Daniel Jones, Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Then you got Justin Fields, Zach Moss, interesting, on the bench. Odell Beckham on the bench. Shepard on the bench. Ridley and Crowder on bye. And then Tennessee Titans defense on the bench as well. Thoughts, Chris, on this squad?
I think he's playing the best team here. I actually like the Herbert play here, in place of a guy like, for example, Sterling Shepard. It's a little ballsy, but I can dig it.
Khalil Herbert over Zach Moss.
Yeah, again, a little ballsy, but I can dig it.
I know. Yeah.
A little ballsy, but I can see it.
He can get 20 carries this week. I can see that. Yeah. All right. Touche, sir. All right, moving on down to, this is the guy who thinks he runs things around here, Sky Gawasco, the TCK pod host. I actually have in my our league, I'm Sky's co-host. That's my team name, so people know who I am. 3-2 for the TCK pod king. And then not the champ, Lucas Kacer. Oh, my God, Lucas, what's up, brother? 3-2 on his squad. Let's talk about Sky's team first. Goes with Tom Terrific, 19, just under 19 points so far. Dalvin Cook, James Robinson, T. Higgins, DK Metcalf, Darren Waller, CeeDee Lamb, Ryan Tannehill, the Rams DST. On the bench, he's got Deshaun Watson, of course, not playing. Jamal Williams, Naheem Hines, Alexander Mattison, Josh Gordon, Tyler Boyd, and Jalen Waddle. Any thoughts about his lineup?
I think this guy's rocking the best team here. I don't think he needs to change much.
No Higgins, no Boyd Higgins swap for you.
No, I think it's fine. I mean, I personally like Boyd better, but I can understand why he's got Higgins instead.
He's a Higgy guy. He's not going to change. He's not going to change it up. We can't change his mind. Lucas Kacer. We got Matthew Stafford, Booker, Javonte Williams, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Tyler Higbee, Cortland Sutton, Mecole Hardman off his big game against Washington. He's got the Browns. Then he's got a bunch of guys on by. Tony Pollard, a guy that you like this week. Allen Robinson, Parker out, and Ricky Seals-Jones. Any thoughts about the lineup over here for Lucas Kacer?
I honestly would probably play Pollard over Mecole Hardman. Yeah. Does he have Mecole Hardman in there? Yeah, he's got
Hardman in there.
He's got Hill and Hardman. I'd probably play Pollard, I got to be honest. I'm not feeling it's hard to say, dude. I know. I get it. I get the agony here, but I think you got to play Pollard.
Man, I'm going to stick with it. I trust you, Luke. I trust you, man. Miss you. Come back on soon. Last game.
You can never trust a zero RB guy. Let's be honest.
Oh, no, Chris. This is a family show, sir. Anyway. All right. President Richard Mixon going up 2-3, going up against Josh. Oh, Josh from the commish crew, 3-2. I sense some bias coming here, folks. Let's hopefully Chris can keep it even keel here. On the President Richard Mixon side, Josh Allen, Joe Mixon, Miles Gaskin, Robert Woods, Julio Jones, Mark Andrews, Robbie Anderson, Mac Jones in the Superflex, Panthers defense against the Minnesota Vikings. Then you got a bunch of guys on by, Kenyon Drake, Nelson Agholor, Hunter Renfro, and the Bears DST. Any changes here for you, Chris?
No, I think it looks pretty solid. Yeah, I like it. I mean, he's got Jameis Winston as his other option, half QB. That guy's fucking roulette, so I don't know.
I know.
He really is.
He's out, though. He's on a bias.
He's on a bias. Never mind.
Chris, no. Don't sweat it. All right,
there we
Chris.
Go. There we go.
All right, we're going to get your non-biased opinion on Josh's team, Dak Prescott, Antonio Gibson, the guy you brought up, Devin Singletary, Chris Godwin, Devontae Smith. Devonta Smith already got 4 points this week. Godwin got 6.8, so maybe that changes some thoughts about maybe some high upside guys. Hunter Henry, Emmanuel Sanders, Kyler Murray in the super flex. What a flex that is. Buffalo Bills DST. On the bench, he's got LaVisca Chenault, Rondell Moore, Jonnu Smith, and Mike Gesicki, and the Raiders DST. Any changes here for Josh?
Now, let me ask you a question. Which way do you think I'd bias Josh? Do you think I'd bias in favor of him or against him?
I want you to be in favor. Support your team, dude.
No, I know. I will never support Josh. Josh gets zero support from me.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good for the brand, guys.
That is the brand. that is literally the brand in a nutshell. Josh looks like he's playing a good team here. So that's the best he's got. And unfortunately, he's off to a rough start. So.
I know. That is tough. Yeah. I know. Something I thought was interesting about LaVisca is he actually played outside last week, which is Jamal Agnew played the slot, which just really gets me going. All right, let's jump over to TCK Listener League, the rookies. This is where me and Chris are stomping grounds. Let's jump right into it. Let's jump to my team. 2-3, not doing too great after a 2-0 start. I made a couple trades in this league we talked about last week. I'm playing against Peter Dragon, 3-2. We got Josh Allen on my side, Devontae Booker, Zach Moss, T. Higgins, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee, Amari Cooper, Sam Darnold in the Superflex, Dallas Cowboys in the defensive spot. Got Melvin Gordon, CMC is, of course, out. Marvin Jones, Hilton, and Boyd. Any thoughts on guys to play? Chris, help me out here. I need a win.
Now's your chance to play Marvin Jones. Are you going to do it?
I know. This is the worst part. I hate these shows because I'm on them.
Are you sitting with Mark Cooper?
I know. That's Mark Cooper's my guy. I don't know. There isn't a true elite shutdown corner with Gilmore gone. So I don't know. I think Cooper can win.
I just think J.C. Jackson, who would be their shutdown corner in a sense, I don't know if he's going to be on Cooper, to be fair. I think he might be on Lamb.
Okay. You just made my decision for me. Thank you, Chris. Peter Dragon, Matthew Stafford, Kareem Hunt, Dow Henderson, Chase Claypool. Of course, he's got all the guys I love this week. Antonio Brown, Travis Kelce. Hopefully, he is a sit this week. Kadarius Toney, Joe Burrow against Detroit, the Rams DST. I think I'm in a lot of trouble here. Bernard already played. Barkley is out. Devin Singletary, Josh Gordon, Sammy Watkins on the bench. He's also out. I guess he's pretty set anyway. What's your thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, he's got a good team, dude.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot. This has been good. All right, that's the end of the show, folks. All right, West on Mo has made so many deals. This guy has been wheeling and dealing to get to this team, so I'm proud of him. I actually made a deal with him, too. I traded him Dak Prescott and CEH for Christian McCaffrey in this league, so that was interesting. Deshaun's massage parlor. Ooh, too soon. 3-2 versus team. Drew Robb, 4-1. Let's go to Deshaun's massage parlor first. It is the Dak Prescott, Chase Edmonds. We also have Antonio Gibson, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Cooks, Darren Waller, Leonard Fournette dropping 27. Guys, he's in your flex. Get him in your RB spot, people. But it doesn't matter when he drops 28. Taylor Heineke, Ravens DST on his bench. He's got Hunter Renfro and Hunter Henry really to play. Any chance you swap? Nope, you're not. So any thoughts about this team?
Yeah, no, I think he's solid.
Yep. All right, Drew Robb, Teddy B starting at quarterback, Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler, Tyreek Hill, Adam Thielen, Robert Tonyan, Jared Cook doubling up on the tight ends, Robert Woods, and the Bucks DST got him 6 points, 7 points basically. He's got Lat Murray, J.D. McKissick, Phillip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, Darnell Mooney, Everett on the bench. Anybody you're trying to get in your lineup?
I mean, yeah, he doubled up last week, I believe, as well. I'd try to find McKissick to get in there somewhere.
Yeah, get him.
I'd probably flip Jared Cook and Tonyan and get Tonyan on the bench.
I agree. I would put in McKissick over Tonyan as well. All right, let's talk to one of my co-hosts, Big J Jordan. What's up, buddy? He's 3-2 in this league. He's going up against Keeping Up with the Joneses, 3-2 as well. 2-3-2 battles. Let's talk about Jordan's teams first. Kyler Murray, James Conner, Khalil Herbert, Tyler Lockett, Stephon Diggs, Hockenson, Sutton, Wentz, Packers DST, On the bench, he's got Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Bolden, Cordell Patterson. Damian Williams is out. J.D. McKissic, maybe a bigger role this week. I don't think he can make any moves. What's your thoughts here, Chris?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's playing his best team here.
All right, cool. On the other side, keeping up with the Joneses, Lamar Jackson. Sanders already got 8 points this week. Aaron Jones, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, some Chargers receivers. Ricky Seals-Jones, the new hotness. Julio Jones, Kirk Cousins in the Superflex and the Bengals DST against Detroit. He's got Alice Collins, Jamal Williams, Sony Michel, Robbie Anderson, Tim Patrick, Emmanuel Sanders, and Jalen Waddle on the bench. Any thoughts about this team?
I think you got to find a way to get Sanders in there.
Okay. Yeah. Sanders over Julio or?
Sorry, you got to say. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. No, I think you can't get him in there. That's it. That's your best
That's
team.
It. Sorry, That's buddy. Team. We tried to help you, but.
We did not help you.
Chris, this is your team, 4-1. I actually sent you a trade offer last week. Now that I know this was you and you didn't respond, I'm very upset with you because you're not going to trade now. It's okay. I still love you. I was trying to get Chuba Hubbard after my CMC trade, and it didn't work out. Because I was going to trade you Trey Sermon before that we knew Trey Sermon was no longer a thing. It might have been a thing at the time. But anyway, you're off to a hot start, up 30-4 against Mad Knackle Rook. Sounds good to me. I like it. Justin Herbert, your squad, Justin Herbert, Tony Pollard, DeAndre Swift, Chris Godwin, Justin Jefferson, Noah Fant, Jamar Chase, Hurts in the super flex spot. Then you got the Patriots DST. Looks like Madison, of course, he's got Hubbard on the bench. Chris, I've been even pumping up Hubbard all week, this whole day. I mean, come on. Are you going to get him in? Let's talk this through. Kenny Galladay is out. Van Jefferson, Dallas Goddard's on COVID. Really, it's Chuba Hubbard. Can you get him in there?
Hubbard's going to be replaced for Tony Pollard by the start of Sunday.
All right. I like it. Yeah. On the other side, Mac Jones, Javonte Williams, Jonathan Taylor, Devontae Adams, Devonta Smith got 4 points. Dan Arnold, the new James O'Shaughnessy for everybody. Jacoby Myers, Joe Mixon, the Browns DST. On the bench, it looks like he's got Marlon Mack, A.J. Dillon, and the Carolina DST. I don't think he can really make any moves. Any thoughts here?
No, I think he's got a good team here. I hope he loses, though.
I agree, Chris, because I like you, man. I agree. I'm rooting for you. All right, we got Kelly. More than a feeling. Oh, she just did that. Oh, that's rude. I traded her DJ Moore, and she put – oh, Kelly, touche. Oh, 2-3 going up against Team Tabanta, 0-5 in this one. Kelly's team, she got Baker Mayfield starting at quarterback, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick Chubb, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, Mark Andrews, DJ Moore, Derek Carr, Washington DST, on the bench, Daniel Jones, Damian Harris, Sterling Shepard, Rondell Moore, Zach Ertz, the new Cardinals DS tight end. But any changes you make to Kelly's team?
No, she looks like fire right now. I'm liking it.
Yeah, so you're starting Derek Carr versus Denver versus Daniel Jones versus the Rams.
I am, yeah, I think so. Just this week, I think, you come back from a concussion, you got to be careful, so I'm fine with that.
All right, I agree. This is a good squad. All right, on the other side, Patrick Mahomes, James Robinson, Miles Gaskin, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, Dalton Schultz, Laviska Shenault, Big Ben Roethlisberger in the Superflex, the Broncos DST. On the bench, he's got Kenyon Drake, Allen Robinson, Odell Beckham, and A.J. Green. Thoughts here, Chris?
Yeah, I think he's sitting all the proper people, so I think he's got the best lineup here.
I agree. I know. All right, jumping down. Last one, folks. Last one. All right. Team B Funky, 43-2-3 versus All About Elf. F. Megatron 92. Let's go with that. 4-1-4. Tom Brady, first off, played just under 19 points. Darrell Williams, Derrick Henry, Marquise Brown, DK Metcalf, Dawson Knox, Mike Evans, Trevor Lawrence, Steelers DST. Then we have the Jared Goff. Ronald Jones already played. Naheem Hines, Michael Hardman, someone that we were talking about earlier, Henry Ruggs, Jizicki, and the Bills DST. Thoughts here, Chris?
Yeah. I think he's playing his best team. I mean, Dawson Knox has been on fire, but I do like Jizicki this week, so it's unfortunate he can't play either or. Good team. I mean, I don't think you're playing anybody else. Obviously, Mike Evans had a slow night last night, but other than that, I mean, maybe you swap Pittsburgh out for Buffalo's defense, given how well Buffalo's been playing, and you have a limited AJ Brown, but again, you still have to worry about Derrick Henry. So I don't know if you want that problem.
Yeah. It's really how much we believe in Gino, right? At this point. Exactly. I know. We're getting that feeling for Gino, but he's playing on the road in Pittsburgh. I understand it. I guess I could stay with the Steelers. All right. On the other team, last team, Megatron, not Aaron Rodgers, Dalvin Cook back in business, Najee Harris, CeeDee Lamb, Cole Beasley, Tyler Conklin, Michael Pittman, Justin Fields in the Superflex. And then we have the Colts DST. Gino not starting makes no sense. Gino on the bench. Kenny Game already played. Nelson Aguilar, Rager already played. And then KJ Osborne on the bench. I think the only guy really here is that Gino versus Justin Fields.
I agree, man. I agree. Yeah, I think you got to go Gino here.
Woo! Oh, man. Let's do it. Oh, man. That's it, folks. All right, Chris, we banged through. That was good.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, dude, I really appreciate your time today. Honestly, man, it was a lot of fun. I know Sky is going to hog you for probably pretty much the rest of the year, but it's good to know that we can do this together when we need to. I know you got to get out of here, but one last time, tell the people where they can find you before you go.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Of course. And by the way, dude, honestly, had a great time here as well with you. So we'll have to have you on the Commish Pod as a guest spot one of these weeks. So of course, yeah. And again, on our end, we are... For the record, we are on brand. We all hate each other at the commish. So just so you know, there's no love for anybody inside of our family. It's a true family unit. So go follow us over at the commish FFP on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. You can check us out on all notable platforms, the Commish Fantasy Football Podcast for podcasting. And of course, our website, www.thecommishbrand.com. And then go find yourself the playbook on there. Yeah. Subscribe, drops every Tuesday. No paywall. The whole thing's completely free. We drop it every Tuesday morning. Give you all the best updates for fantasy football leading into the next week.
All right, Chris, listen, thanks, man. You can drop all. I got to do one more promo spot. I know you got to get out. So, Chris, I appreciate you, man.
Love you,
Bob.
Once
again, yeah, we'll talk soon, dude. All right, before we go. Oh, man, that was so nice. Before we go, we want to shout out our sponsors. We got the Jersey Jungle. We got Bomb Banana Hot Sauce and our newest sponsor, Care Factor, so stay tuned.
Hey, TCK Potters and Fantasy Focus community. Are you looking for options for hair loss? There are many options out there for treating it. However, most products treat the cause, such as DHT, and don't do much to support the growth of new and stronger hair. It's like removing harmful weeds from your lawn, but not doing much to fertilize the grass. That's why the Fantasy Focus and TCK team has partnered with Care Factor. Care Factor saw this problem and focused their research on finding just the right combination of biosynthetic growth factors and an innovative delivery system to promote fuller, stronger-looking hair. So whether you're a listener who suffers from various forms of alopecia or even stress-related hair loss, the Care Factor treatment is the perfect scalp-friendly solution that can help and influence stronger and healthy hair throughout all stages of the hair life cycle. And now, exclusively for TCK listeners, use the promo code TCK at checkout to get 15% off all products at shop.mycarefactor.com. That's shop.mycarefactor.com. Care Factor, skincare for hair.
All right, folks, we got a couple questions here we're going to get to real quick from Jairs. Sorry, man, I just recorded for an hour and a half. Would you upgrade McKissick if Terry McLaurin's out? Of course, yes. I think McKissick is a solid PPR play anyway. Even if Terry McLaurin is in, you expect the Chiefs to have a big game against a struggling secondary for the Washington football team. I know we did have a couple questions, but guys, remember, every Sunday we do our Sunday Live Star Tit Show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. This was the TCK Listener League. Guys, I'm Bobby Lamarco. Make sure you're following us on here, rate and review, subscribe, do on the Instagrams and all the TikToks and all that stuff. Make sure you're following the TCK Pod, the Fantasy Focus, the Commish Crew. Make sure you're following all of us everywhere on you can find your podcast, you can find on Twitter. We're across the board, guys. Great crews. We appreciate Chris. Shout out to him for coming on today. Honestly, we'll be back tomorrow again. Player trends, key injuries. Guys, I'm going to have it all tomorrow. 10 a.m. PST Saturday, I'm dropping it all the player trends you need to know heading into week 6. But please, if you can't join me on Saturday, join me on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. We're doing our start sit show. We're going to love it. Buck will be back. Sky will be back. We have Ryan will be back on the mic. We'll be four of us back together. And Jordan popping in late as the closer. We're super excited. So, guys, once again, I'm your host, Bobby Lamarco. This is the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast brought to you on Bleav Podcast Network, on the Fantasy Football YouTube channel, and also featured on the Fantasy Football Network as well. All our podcasts are brought to you by BetOnline.ag. So make sure you're checking out all our great sponsors. But this is, I'm signing out, but I'll see you tomorrow. So don't miss me too much. Enjoy your weekend if I don't hear from you guys again.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.